Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
All of a sudden, Joe Condon would come in and he'd suddenly be in front of you and there'd nothing you could do. Good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm awfully well. How are you?
Oh, the next 48 hours are crucial.
But it's awfully early, isn't it?
It is.
In fairness now.
I'm too old, too tired, too talented for this carry
it's
on.
It's ridiculous. Yes. I've said that for years and I'm ignored every time.
Oh, I'm being upstaged by these footballers and Anna can't,
have
be,
you noticed
can't
that?
Be dealing.
It is.
We need to have chats.
So will you have loads of Troy and again, gang?
Oh, Troy, the next 48.
The Late Late Troy Show. Oh, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Isn't it great?
It is, though.
It's just great.
It is fantastic. It is just the best. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Lovely to see you. How are you?
If I may say so, with the greatest respect, you've been extended again.
Oh, come here. They must have heard Nanny's on the way out. I'm going to extend to get our money's worth.
You've been extended.
Yeah, it's great business.
We're talking about Beauty and the Beast. I just say, directed by the great Darren Crosby, not only extended, the 4th of January was when it was due to finish.
Yes.
And it's running till the 18th.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is astonishing.
I think because of the nature of the beast, tradition in our city, tradition in the Gaiety.
Yeah.
Caroline Downey has produced the most magical of pantified versions of Beauty and the Beast this year.
Yeah.
And Darren Crosby, to his credit, has just pulled it out of the bag here this year with the magic that is Beauty and the Beast. And I think when children come along to see it, the pantified version, they're not going to be disappointed.
Right, I understand.
They really aren't,
I know. But that's fantastic.
Great news. We were informed that the other day that we're extended, the credit union is cleared.
That's right. Now, let's not fool ourselves. You are fit as a fiddle, thank God.
Thank you, I am indeed.
But you are a skinny willing melodeon legs.
I am.
How are you going to continue? Are you going to keep this up?
So at the costume department, this year Nanny has 8 costumes.
8?
And I'm thinking I've had a bit of time off and I'm off stage. I've arrested.
You're not a drink.
No, you're changing.
8 costume changes. Drink and Celine Dion.
And the wigs and the knickers and the shoes. And so Nana's all over the place. Yeah. And so the costume department was saying, don't you lose any weight, Nana. We're not taking these in again.
Yes.
You know, it's great.
But they're big busted.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
She's
of
a little teapot, but there's a lot in the teapot.
There's a lot in the teapot. There's a lot of tea bags in there.
Nanopots.
It is a fantastic outfit. I mean, I've seen.
Yes, they are. They really are. Yeah. Yeah. And they're very funny. I think that's the love of the Gaiety Dame is the fun of her.
Yeah.
And the tradition that she carries through from the people who've gone before her.
Yeah.
You know, the other day we were doing the producers' run and we had the best fun.
What does that mean?
That means that they all arrive, Marty.
Oh, no.
Caroline of the Downies.
Oh, the suits.
Sits down, the suits, the wardrobe department, lights, hair, makeup, anything that has DEP on it.
Are they taking notes?
And they're taking loads of notes, watching Nana. Mm. And then the beast arrives, David Whelan, who's off the scale. I think you've worked with this young man before in the Eurovision and Wild
Not
Youth.
Related.
And not kidding. Related.
No, just, no, I'm not related to the beast. Can I just say that now?
And himself
officially.
And Ciara Lines as well. I think that magic of young children watching the story unfold. And then they bring in Lumiere and Cogsworth and Fifi, Lindsay Cobb, Michael Joseph and Ben Morris.
Lindsay Cobb is very good.
Which?
Seen her before, she's very good.
She's super, Lindsay. And she has a bigger role this year.
Oh.
And she sings a fantastic song with the two characters later on in the show. She's wonderful in it. But when you look at those characters that they bring from the story, and the other day in rehearsals, these big cups arrived into our rehearsal room and pots and plates and knives and forks. And I said to Darren Crosby, I said, sorry, are these for Nana? Get over yourself, you're doing enough. The closing of a certain scene and oh my God. Yeah, it's getting bigger.
But taking something like Beauty and the Beast, which we've all grown up with and loved over the years for obvious reasons, and then turning it into the panto, you take the idea and then you play with it. Isn't that what happens? You all play with it.
Yeah, I think Darren Crosby very cleverly, because there's no Nana in Walt Disney's production of
Pluva,
but there is now. They'll be on to the Walt Disney Corporation, and he's incorporated her all around the place. Although she's Nana Potts, she is the glue that holds it together, that Gaiety Dame.
Yes.
And there's moments where, particularly in Act 2, when Nana meets up with the prince, Oh God, Love Me's in trouble in that scene when she takes off, because it's hilarious. Oh, poor David Whelan doesn't know what's hit him going, what's happening here? Nana has arrived.
But I am so looking forward to this. It opens on the 23rd of November, which is right around the corner. How about rehearsals? Have you been up to your eyes?
So we've had a 4-week rehearsal schedule for 4 weeks, and it's 6 days a week, 9:45 till 6:00, and it's constant. Now it is constant, because they've the main space, then they've the dancer space, the vocal space with our repetitor, Sarah Lynch, and then we go into a script room. And so in the afternoon, we all come together and then we knit it together. I don't know how Darren does it, but he's doing a great job. And and then slowly but surely, the last week, which was last week, it's stop and start. You run, you stop, pick it up, drop the line, pick it up. And then you forget about the dancers. The dancers have so much to do year.
Some days there'll be two shows.
Oh, two shows a day. Two shows. So we open on Sunday.
Sorry, two shows.
Two shows a day. Up till the end of January. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the next 48 hours are crucial.
Two shows?
Yeah.
A day?
But they've been doing that for quite a long time, and it has sustained itself, and it has managed itself, and there is a demand there, hence the extension to the 18th of January, you know? And I think as well, in fairness to the Gaiety and the team, the standard and the level have gone up and gone up and gone up, because when I think back as a young boy of 18 years of age on stage at Maureen Potter, and the level of those pantomimes, and that was just the standard at the time.
I was just going to say, that was a really high standard.
That was a huge high standard.
That was a good Scott.
Maureen fronting it, and you know Maureen indeed. And she was fantastic. And that's how I learned my craft.
Yes.
Hence, after 34 years of being involved in this tradition, it's time to move on a little bit.
I'll talk to you about that in a sec. Go back to Maureen, and what were you doing on stage? What were you?
So I was the head tree up the back. Head tree, you've got to start somewhere.
What?
You know, I wouldn't say the tallest of the trees.
Okay,
I would say
sapling,
dangling up the back, learning my craft and watching Maureen and Danny Cummins, Fernan Hayden, you know, and moving on and working with Adele Twink and learning on the spot, you know. So hence when that 18-year-old was on that stage with Maureen, and think where I am now going, how did I get here? But that wasn't the modus operandi. It was just to learn the craft and to be an actor and learn from the best and go and pick all that up. But when I looked at the rehearsal the other day, and I'm doing some lovely stuff, and I'm very proud of what I've been given to do in this year's production of Beauty and the Beast at the Gaiety, but think, how did I get here? And share the stage with David Crowley and Adam Doherty.
But they're sharing the stage with you. You have through sheer hard work and talent have brought yourself to this level, and that is why they're making a documentary about you and no one else, you know. Let's not fool ourselves. I want to play a song.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared. The one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tailors old as time, tune as old as sun. Rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. To the cupboard with you now, Chip.
Now, a little birdie tells me that you are inclined to sing this.
There's a moment in the show where Nana might have an opportunity to sing a few lines of it. Yeah.
But that is one of the most beautiful songs.
Yes, it is. And Peter Beckett, our musical director with the orchestra.
Oh, Peter Beckett around
Yeah,
that,
he's done the most gorgeous job.
Fine pedigree.
We had a band call the other day and, like, the live music, and we have all that this week again. Yeah. And to just hear, that's what's great about the Gaiety, because they're in a position, fortunately, to have a live band.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
The orchestra, what brings extra magic to it.
You see, you've got the most beautiful deer.
Don't we, yes.
And there you are, a household name and loved by millions, according to yourself. And you were telling me. So you've all that, right? But then you have the costumes, you have the orchestra. So we have a real old school panto.
Yes, we do.
But we've all the ingredients at the highest level. And that's the thing. And I think that's why when you do your, that is always, you know, the Gaiety panto.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. It ticks every box.
And I think the music choice this year, K-pop, of course, it's huge with young children.
That's right.
And Darren Crosby and Peter Beckett, I think the music this year is fantastic.
Yeah.
We alluded to Lindsay Co-op earlier on. She sings a fantastic song with Lumiere and Cogsworth, and it's just going to jump off the stage because the kids won't expect where it's coming from. And what Darren has done with some of the music is changed it around.
Yes.
But identify the tune when the kids hear it, and lyrics have been changed, and it's going to bounce off the stage. It really is.
I just think it's going to be so fantastic.
Yeah.
Just to go to something else for a second.
Yes.
This documentary that's being made about you and on you and.
Yeah. Max Barry and Tiernan O'Rourke did a short documentary with me a few years ago regarding my cancer journey, and I went on a Camino challenge on my own just to closure with that journey. Yeah. And they came to me when they heard I was finishing up, said, would you like us to do? I said, it's up to you, but let's talk to the Gaiety. They talked to the Gaiety. Caroline Downey was very much up for it, and Leo McKenna, my line producer. So over the last couple of months, they have been following me around and, like, filming everywhere through the summer in my school, my old school, Sing Street. And putting together a journey, you know, which I'm delighted. I tell you why I'm delighted. Just delighted from the aspect of the Gaiety panto, being part of that 14 years, making that decision to move on, not to retire, God, I can't retire, but to retire from the panto, because part 34 years of doing it, 14 years of holding that slot as the Gaiety dame has been a great privilege. But I think sometimes in your life, change is important.
Yeah.
And I think it's terribly important just to keep fresh and keep alive.
Well, keep it alive.
Absolutely.
Keep it alive. But is it about also the pressure that it puts on you?
No,
physically and mentally. Because it's... No, but I know you love it. I know you love it. But on the 19th of January, or whatever date it finishes, there will be a sigh also of... There'll be sadness. There'll be great sadness in your heart. But there'll also be a kind of, okay, I don't have to get up tomorrow morning. I can lie in the bed and have the cup of tea. Or not, is the gay thing.
Yes, yeah.
I know you don't want to stop, but I know you won't, because you'll do other things. But not doing this will be so tough.
I made this decision 2 years ago with Leo McKenna. In my dressing room, I had a chat with him during Cinderella, because I knew the following year was Peter Pan. And I love Peter Pan. And I said to Leo, I said, I think I'll be, you know, packing Nana's cases and frocks going. So he said, you know, there's a lot more in you. I said, thank you. But I felt that come those 2 years, allowing for the Gaiety to plan, because they have to plan and move forward, I prepared myself within that 2 year period. And yes, to answer your question, I will be overwhelmed on that last night. It will be, oh God.
It will.
But there's always light at the end of the tunnel. As I said, I think change is very important. And I've always gone with that in my life. And because, as I said to Leo, I'm in charge of this. Like, when I was diagnosed with cancer, as traumatic as that was during that time, I remember one day saying, I'm in charge of this cancer. This is my cancer. I'm going to take control of this. And I lived by that till this very day. And thank God everything is in great shape. And the same with the panda going, OK, I would hate to be wheeled out of the Gaiety going, oh, it's Nana on again. Wheel her on. Wheel her off. And, you know, going, no, it won't be. I just want to leave a fresh head above water going, done and dusted, move on.
Yeah, and leave at the top of the game.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Which is what you are. Because the level of interest in this is enormous. Mm. This is a huge success again, and there you are at the head of it.
Yes, yeah. I was very overwhelmed when this was released, because Caroline said, "Yeah, let it out now. Let's tell everyone." Yeah. The overwhelming experience that I received from people on social media.
Yes.
I go, oh my God, oh Nana, where's Nana going? Nana's going to the home for the nanas. You know, like, going, help. And going back to what you said earlier on about pressure, it's never pressure. It is, I tell you where that's put aside, is the excitement of hearing that overture, that live overture. This year, I am behind the curtain because I do something at the very top of the show and I will hear that. And that is... you can't explain that to anyone unless you're on that stage, on standby, behind that curtain before it rises, and you hear that music, that overture go... Here we go. And it's a gorgeous feeling.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely feeling.
Yeah. And will you be as bold as ever?
No, I'm very professional. I know.
No, that wasn't the question.
I know all my lines. I know all my lines.
Yes, of course.
I won't be causing Darren Crosby and Donna Leonard Stoke going, where are those lines? What lines?
They're
consummate professional.
Different to what we wrote down.
Like my colleagues are looking at me with dilated eyes going, what's that? Where are you coming from? Said the right line.
But you have always regaled us with those moments where you clearly knock somebody out of their comfort zone by saying something, and they're going, what do we do now? Or how do I respond to that? But that's part of the crack of it.
I think that's
what Mammy and Daddy are waiting on.
Yes, they are. I agree. I think the dame has that little bit of leeway to jump in and go, oh, sweet, oh, whatever.
Yes.
And the actor on the other side going, what? What's happening with Nana?
That's right.
And the adults are on the floor going, oh, she's on one.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I think the dame has that little bit of freedom.
I think that's part and parcel of the great joy that you have.
Yes, yeah, absolutely it is. And we did something the other day. It involves steps and platforms, and they bring them in. And Kira, who's done the set design, Kira Kramer, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful what they've presented this year because of the magic of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. The other thing, of course, about that is that expectations are high.
Yeah, they are.
Because we can hit the phone now and we can see what we need.
See the original. Yeah, and I think the Gaiety team inside that house are aware of that.
Yes.
What are we planning for next year? Oh, God, look. And Caroline Downey, in her defence, is very much about the standard. We need to keep it up. We need to... What are we doing next year? Where are we going? And when she saw the other day what was presented to her in front of her, she said, oh, my God, what am I doing next year? It is the standard. And she's great to have a producer that will back that up to the hilt and back her team up.
Yeah.
She backs the team up.
But she's been very particular, hasn't she, about the standards that you've had for there.
And the maintenance of the house, house. The house is spotless. And that's the team in there led by Laura McGuigan,
so
the manager.
In the morning, is that what you do?
Well, I do the teas and the coffees.
Oh, that's lovely.
And the buns.
That's lovely. That at least you have
You know, just put them in, buns in, sell them two for the price of one.
Your buns in again. Yeah. Lines already coming out. That's fantastic.
Nana's buns. We won't go there. It's too early. We'll be cancelled.
Certainly won't. Good morning. And Happy Joe is how it's put. A huge thanks to you for the joy and happiness. It's the children at Divine Word National School from Jackie.
Oh, my God.
Jackie O has been on.
So, yeah, they are children I've had the privilege to work with.
Yes.
And Mr. Shannon through the year where I go under the guise of Happy Joe when I'm working with young children through the arts department. And that's one of those schools, Divine Word National School up in Marley. Yeah, great school.
And
great,
remind great school. Us of what it is you do with the
through
schools.
That arts programmes within schools, musical theatre.
Yes.
And it helps children who will be less confident through musical, through music, through dance, through drama. Because some children would be less academic than others.
Correct.
But to let them know there's a place there for you.
Yeah. Would you,
know?
You ever like that shy and retiring? Just, I'm asking the question.
I was the head dope in the class.
Excellent.
We won't go down that road.
Oh,
but when
we
I, when
both get out.
If the Christian brother saw me running around in a frock and high shoes going, sweet Jesus, where did we go wrong here? Nah.
They've created a star.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Delighted with your chat with Joe. He's a mighty man. So many wonderful memories. My daughter went to his classes in Loretto, Grange Road. Can't wait to see him in the Gaiety from the Nevins.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Loretto, Grange Road, Rathfarnham. Another great school, national school. And teachers, there again, teachers don't get enough credit. I know a lot of them and how hard they work. But when I have that opportunity to go into those schools, they go, oh, we have a few minutes off. Happy Joe has arrived.
That's right.
They go and relax in their classroom. And go in there to that man. He'll do something with you. And that's what my career has afforded me to do, is work with young children. I run a theatre school for young children. And I noticed when this girl came in to work for me, Danielle Doran, she's vibrant, she's young, she's fresh.
What does she do?
She takes over the artistic and creative part of the school,
okay,
where I look at other things.
Yeah.
And what I've learned from her is, with Danielle, is her energy, just, and my students adore her. And that's what I've learned from working with someone with so much to give, going, okay, you can give in another end. So she's allowing me to go down another route while she takes over the school.
Oh, very good.
And takes over that end of it.
Are you going to keep doing that?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. That's what keeps me fresh and alive. And as challenging as it is with shows during the year, trips to London, bringing them to shows, I love that energy of young children. I adore it.
Yeah.
But she's the backbone of my school, I have to say, Danielle.
So you keep doing that?
Yes.
We've got the documentary coming.
Documentary.
And then this film.
And this film that was to be...
Annie and Nora.
Annie and Nora. So that is a play next year.
Right.
That is in pursuit with my producer, Charles O'Brien. And it's been directed by a wonderful director, a female, Belinda Murphy. It's based on two women who have never met, but they have made an impact on this person, who they made a decision about what route this person will go on, and they've never met through that. There's a great backstory to it. It has to do with me personally.
Okay,
I'm still a bit more research. And it's been very personal, but I'm now at the stage where it's ready to go onto the floor and go into a theatre.
Okay.
And that's another project that I'm working on as well.
So that's great that you have all that.
Yeah, there's loads to be grateful for.
But there is no going back.
No,
after this year.
No, that journey is now done.
Yeah.
I've parked it. I'm telling you, I am going to miss it. I tell you what I am looking forward to, if they invite me back next year to the opening night, is to go in and sit down and watch it.
Yes.
I know I'll have a knot in my stomach when I hear the overture and, oh God, here goes to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to be easy to do that.
No, it's not.
The history is there.
Yes.
John has been on. Do you remember Tops of the Towns with Irish Distillers?
Oh, I do.
45 years ago.
Irish Biscuits, my late father. Yeah, worked for Irish Biscuits. And they brought me in when I was in Annie in the Gaiety Theatre with Maureen Potter, Jacinta White. The director of Tops of the Town was in it, Tom Singleton. And he said, would you like to do Tops? Oh, I said, no. I said, my father works in Jacobs. And he goes, what? Would you do Tops for me? And there was another grounding of learning.
Wasn't it huge?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And getting to the gate to the final.
I know.
We made it abroad.
I know. I remember it was myself and Gary Logan, as we always
call him.
Gary Logan, well-known disc jockey. Larry and myself were at the reins of that for years. Again,
wasn't
Ian McGarry,
and the late Harry Nolan was the group leader. Bill Keating, another great man.
Great directors and producers.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear Joe this morning. You have a wonderful heart. Well, and the epitome of a gentleman, says Neil Christopher. Clondalkin Youth Band.
Oh, those wonderful people.
All your life is coming back to haunt you here today.
You hope the credit union doesn't call in. You always a few, Bob. That wonderful Clondalkin marching band, they did a great gig for me, a charity gig for Barrettstown, which I'm associated with throughout the year with Dia Hearn. And I rang them up, something, you know, fell apart a little bit, and I said, I need a favour. They were there. And they dropped everything. All these young people. Again,
lovely?
All young people.
Yeah.
And Neil being the leader.
Well, you love
with
young people, the energy, the vibrancy, and the hopefulness, I suspect.
Yes, yeah. They're our future, Marty.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Will you stay with me for
just a couple
of minutes?
Thank you.
Because I know you're very busy with all your projects. I don't want to hold you back. Like, you know yourself. I don't want to hold you back.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
Sinead, there you are.
Hello again.
Can't get a word out of you, but you're looking.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
We'll get there eventually.
And the joy.
What have you got for me?
I'll start off in Westmeath, as there is a queue leaving the M6 westbound at Junction 5, Tullamore, heading onto the N52 towards the town. In Dublin, services are dealing with a collision on the N7 outbound between Junction 4, Rathcoole, and Junction 5 at Go. It's busy on the Nace Road from the M50 northbound slip to the new Nangar Road junction, and there are further delays then from the old Nace Road to Blackhorse. There are delays in Galway on the M6 westbound this morning between Junction 9, Oranmore, and the Coola roundabout. An earlier collision there has been cleared. There are delays as well on the Tuam Road southbound between Two Mile Ditch and Bohorn na Drave. In Waterford, part of the Cork Road in the city is closed due to an incident there. And finally, motorway journey time displays have gone offline due to a system update. Boards across the country will be affected, with the exception of Cork. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
Thank you so much, and see you at the Panto.
See you at the Panto.
Don't say, oh no, you won't.
Oh no, you won't. Oh, really?
Oh, I tell you. You see, it's all that crack. It's all that nonsense. But it's really, it's worked nonsense. It's not nonsense at all. It's very, very,
it's
very
great.
Important.
You know,
and it has such an impact on all of us.
Laughter.
We, the other day,
got the giddies. Just got the giddies. Adults on the floor, and the director sitting there going, oh, not today. I have too much on my mouth. Yeah. And that energy of laughing.
Yes.
You know, and I am the worst.
Yeah, but that's fine. I think that that's wonderful because when it happens, it's unconfined when it happens on stage live in front of the room, because everybody can see it and it spreads. And now we're laughing at it. We don't know what we're laughing at.
Nicholas Grinnell from the Dynasty of the Grinnells does a lovely piece early on in the first half with the wonderful Billy Barry children. And it's very funny, but he sort of lost his track the other day, and we are watching, and he's going, where am I going? What line? Who am I? Well, we all fell apart. Thanks, yes. Nico Grinnell. Then Papa, he was fantastic. And we just went in heaps of laughter.
Which is perfect.
Which is perfect to do.
That is part of the joy of this.
Yes,
because you know full well, as a pro, he will pick it up anyway.
Yes.
And he'll get back on
because the track. When the audience go into that theatre, the Gaiety Theatre, and sit down and watch Beauty and the Beast, that is 2 hours of just letting it all relax and relief.
Yeah.
You know, leave it outside the door, sit down and be entertained for 2 hours and just go into the magic and lose yourself a bit.
Yeah.
And
that's
what live theatre, particularly to young children, that's what a pantomime brings in the Gaiety. You know, it's so magical.
Now, you live literally in the hand to mouth. You live literally in the Gaiety for all this time. Is there a temptation, or will you, do you need the sunshine when it finishes this year of all years? Will you need to just be? I will
later on in the year, because I'm straight into a project after the Panto.
Oh, for flip's sake.
Now, it's not too intense, it's not too energetic.
But you have to be here.
But I have to do it. I think as a jobbing actor, and I hear what you're saying, you do need time out, and I will get time out.
This year of all years.
I think, yes. time out. I'm hoping to do a Camino, a French Camino. And I love that, walking. Just French Camino, which ends up in Rome. It's beautiful.
This is very confusing for me now. A French Camino.
It's called walking.
No, I know what the Camino is. You're doing a French Camino that ends up in Rome. That's my confusion.
Well, that's what I was told to say.
Okay. Are you meeting the Pope?
He's not available.
Oh.
I sent him a message.
He met a load of actors the other day.
I had to refuse the invite.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Caroline said, no, don't go in the dress to the Vatican. Too busy in the frock
now. Well, they're coming down with people in dresses.
Well, look at now. Well, we won't go there.
But anyway.
I had to refuse the old papa.
Yeah, but
yes.
Ending up in Rome.
Ending up in Rome.
Okay.
Start somewhere in France.
Fine.
Off we go.
All right.
You know, or Italy. Anywhere except Spain.
Terrific. Camino by name, but not
Camino
by name.
Camino by name.
By nature, not by name. Lovely to hear Joe this morning. Always uplifting, always joyful. See, you're one in a million, Suzanne Wade and Wicklow, and lots of people getting in touch this morning, and they're just wishing you nothing but the very finest.
Thank you very much.
Because you're hugely popular and loved, and
Thank you.
The bottom line here. You could be working that way, and nobody paid any mind, and yet here you are, and look at the impact.
This
that must hit the heart too.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Look, I'm just a jobbing actor.
They
get
are
on and do me a gig.
An awful lot more than that. Listen, so I suppose just to finish up, we have to say that it is. It's an ordinary panto, is it?
No, this is no ordinary panto. It's the Gaiety Panto, Beauty and the Beast.
And it's starting 23rd November.
And extended to the 18th of January. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.ie or go to the Gaiety Theatre and just say, Nana Pot sent you.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you.